This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Contestant number two. Do you believe in love at first sight and why?
Yeah, I believe in love at first sight because it happened with Sid.
Oh, that is so adorable.
Oh,
okay, that's contestant number three. Good. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like three times.
As far as I know, they've had sex four times and it resulted in four children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter, and my mother is not here right now, at least for this introduction. She will be here in a few minutes for our main episode, but right now I'm recording the introduction alone because my mother is in Chicago, Illinois, taking care of her parents. But for those first-time listeners, my mother is Karen Lee Potter. She is a self-proclaimed sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial. And if she were here, actually, I think I'm just going to pretend to be her because this feels very uncomfortable to do. This is just sex talk with myself. This feels very masturbatory, actually, doing this by myself. And silly, because I wasn't the one that got us into this. She was the one that started the YouTube channel about sex. I just thought it was funny that she was doing this. Why am I here? What am I doing here alone? I'm having a nervous breakdown. If she were here, she would describe me as, this is my son. He is a stand-up clown. Oh, I meant a Buddhist clown, a mime, and an overall nice guy. Thanks, Mother. And Mom, why do we do this? Why do you always put this on me? Well, just say it, Mom. Just why do we do this podcast? Why do we talk about sex on such a regular basis? To open up those god darn barriers. Those gosh darn barriers. I can't speak right now. My teeth are all jammed up from this goddamn retainer. I've had enough of this. All right. Relax. Stop getting your spit all over the table. Today, we are very excited to announce that you're about to listen to a live podcast recording that we did at the Hollywood Improv. Oh my God, it was phenomenal. Everyone came out. We had a full house. It was completely sold out, and there were a lot of good-looking people in the audience. Okay, Mom. And we did it with Sid Wilder of Girl Interrupted. Oh my God, is she wild? She is wild, which you'll get a sense for in this show that we had. The show is broken up into two main segments. The first was a game that we played called You Bet Your Ass. I'm surprised they remembered that. I know, I am too. It was basically like a true or false game, and then we guess what is true or what is false. Very fun, very revealing. And then the second part, oh my God, it was my favorite part. Of course, it was your favorite part because you were trying to set me up with people in the audience. It was the dating game. I loved it. The dating game, based on the TV show, where basically my mother emceed as she tried to set Sid and I up with people in the audience. It was very fun. Overall, wonderful time. I think you guys will very much enjoy this. Before we launch in, I just want to thank a few special someones. I don't know what I said the other day that inspired this, but there was an onslaught of people who becoming patrons, and I was over the moon seeing this. Oh my God, we're getting so close. If we get 50 patrons, we're going to do edible marijuana-infused blueberries. But don't worry, it's legal. It's legal in California, which is where we are. Okay, so here are the people that joined us on Patreon. It's Holly, Greg, and Zezzy, and Magnus. Thank you so much for becoming patrons. Zezzy, you are now our top contributor to the show. And when I can't believe your generosity. Thank you very, very much for doing that. Thank you so much, Zezzy. You can finally afford food on the table. Thank you for doing that. Thank you, Mother. If you want to support us, a lot of you mentioned in your surveys earlier this year that you were going to support us on Patreon financially eventually. I think this is a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time! It's a wonderful time, Mom. I just said that. To join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. It helps keep our show running. And it is also a community where we can chat directly with you. And we put out incredible bonus content there. Okay. I wanted to thank everyone who left us an iTunes review. Oh my gosh, do you have one to read? Yes, I have one to read. This one says, amusing and informative. 4 stars by LaRange1. The content of this podcast is great. Good variety, amusing, and informative. Cam and Karen have a great dynamic and has quickly become my fave show to listen to. I'd love to give it 5 stars, but intros are way too long. Fast forward through the first 10 to 12 minutes and you won't be disappointed. 4 stars. What the fuck? Mom, relax. What the fuck was that? She says that this is her favorite show and she gives us 4 stars? Mom, she just said she thought that the intros can be pared down a bit, which I agree with. You're always, I can't believe this. Why even give us the review if you're going to compliment us and then completely insult us? Mom, stop insulting the people that are giving us reviews, even if they give us 4 stars. I'm still very, very grateful. You know what? If I met this LaRange, I would tell her to take her review and shove it up her... Mom, stop it. Okay. Thank you to all of the people who have left us reviews recently. It really helps our SEO in terms of finding new guests and finding new listeners. So it's very, very helpful. And finally, we usually end this little segment by explaining that this is the Monday Morning After Show. This is where we talk with you, our wonderful listeners, about your comments and questions that you can leave us at our hotline, which is Yes Text Mom. Just give us a text or a voicemail there. And we can play and respond to them. Unfortunately, because my mother is in Chicago and I'm in Los Angeles, we couldn't do it this week. But we will be back next week and responding to all of your wonderful messages. A quick life update. I am apartment hunting. And I didn't realize this, but I guess a big criteria that I'm searching for is a fuckable place. A place that I can fuck. And I discovered this because last night I went and visited a spot. And the current tenant and I had about a 30-minute discussion about the different places in the apartment that are good for sex and, places that are visible where your roommates can't hear you. I had no clue, A, how important this was to me, and B, how idiotic I am given the fact that it's been quite some time since I've been intimate with someone. And I don't think that this should be the number one criteria on the list. In fact, it should definitely not be a criteria at all on the list. But here we are. You really should make it a top criteria. I'm very proud of you, son. Thank you, Mother. Okay. On that note, enjoy this live show from the Hollywood Improv. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know if you think Cam should just take over all of the show for the rest from here on out. Yes, Text Mom. And let us know if you love these live shows, because we'll continue doing them and airing them. And if you don't love them, I guess we're going to still keep doing them. Okay, Mom. Because they're fun. I had a blast. Okay, Mom, relax. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for all of your support. And stay tuned. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the improv in the trees and the Sid Wildies. Oh, that was a bad one, wasn't it? Oh, God, that was bad. Yeah, that was bad. Bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the lab inside the world-famous Hollywood Improv. And help me in bringing to the stage your hosts this evening, Cam Potter, Karen Lee Potter, and Sid Wilder, guys. Make some noise.
Baby, let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
much for coming out. Woo! So grateful. Like, it's really hot. I did not realize how hot it was, so I went outside of my wig and I was like, holy shit, this is like a commitment.
Just casual wig.
This is like a real Monday commitment. Night wig. So thank you. And this is my first time having a live podcast. So thank you
so much.
And you know, since it is my first time kind of losing my virginity here, why not have a threesome? So Kim and Karen, thank you guys.
So happy to have a threesome with you.
Oh, thank you.
This is my mother.
Nice to meet you all.
Literally, that's going to be like the level of awkwardness. It's going to be like all evening, so get fucking ready. Okay? Just get ready. Cam is very organized. I'm not. So I'm like, Cam put together a whole set list, and I'm going to let him take over.
We agreed upon a set list, and then today she said, okay, so you're handling it all, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I am the one coordinating
the whole night. That's not what happened. You said... She calls up this morning and she's like, let's do this, this, and this, and nothing like what we were intended to do. Yeah. She just changed everything.
So this is Sid Wilder, everyone.
Well, yeah.
For those who don't know her, she runs the podcast Girl Interrupted.
Yes.
Make some noise if you talk to your parents about sex.
Woo!
Crickets.
We got one person in the back. Is that my brother?
It's your brother. Thank you for coming, son. How many of you people talk about sex with your friends?
All the time. Yes.
Okay. So that's kind of what we're doing tonight. The reason we started talking about sex, just a quick little overview, and then we'll jump in to this live podcast recording. Okay.
Yeah.
So we were always very open growing up.
It's me and him.
Yes. Sid was on the picture at this point.
Yeah, no, we didn't know each other then.
And when I was 17, my dad passed away. And afterwards, we became much closer, my mom and I. I kind of went to her for all my sex problems.
Which he had many.
He's very neurotic. He's like Woody Allen, and she makes fun of him all the time, which makes him more neurotic, and it's very funny.
Okay, I'll take over the intro.
Sorry. Wait.
That does sum it up well, though.
So eventually, after my father's death, my mother started dating again, and she decided, like all mothers do, to create her own YouTube channel.
Love Encore was for women who wanted to get their ass back out there. And I wrote a book called A Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There.
I have a copy of it, a signed one. It's amazing.
I'll be signing copies after the show.
Wonderful. So... when she was doing this, I thought this was extremely awkward, so I decided, why not make it more awkward by actually working with her and creating this podcast together. And so we created Sex Talk with My Mom 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I love it.
We just hit our 200th episode.
Really, 200?
Yes.
Yes!
Yeah. And so tonight we're recording one. Can we start by saying, what is everyone's relationship status on stage?
Yeah. Yes.
And so this episode is basically, why are you single?
Okay, so the punchline was given. We're all single.
I'm not single. I am not single.
You're not single.
My relationship status is fucking annoying. And can we just say, I met her boyfriend last night. I literally didn't know that was her boyfriend. I was like, shit, she really is a cougar. Like, this guy is like, he's in the back. I can't even see him. He's like, literally so much younger than my ex-husband. I can't even.
But your ex-husband was like 90.
I know.
Here tonight?
Which one?
Your ex-husband.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you meant, I invited a lot of ex-boyfriends, more of like a fuck you. And then they're like, oh, I'm going to come and I can't see anyone. So I'm
make
like.
Make some noise for your ex-boyfriend.
Good.
Oh, they didn't show.
That was funny.
So where are we going for this?
Okay.
Well, I'm also single is what I meant to say.
Oh, yeah.
You've been in a relationship for 10 years.
11.
11 years. One life update, I recently went on a breakup spree. So I just broke up with everyone who potentially could have been in a relationship with me in the past month or two.
How did you do that?
I just started texting anyone I went on a date with.
And said, you're dumped.
And I was just like, I can't, we can't do this. And they're like, we went on one date.
Shut up. Oh my gosh, I've done that too.
It's just too much to handle. And I just, that cleared the cash. Everything is cleared now.
Wait, hold on. Why did you decide to purge and get rid of everybody?
It was the anxiety. It was just mounting. And then I just had to, you know.
I get that.
Hey,
I just clapped
a guy. Hey, clap if you ever did that. You just went on this whole purge thing.
I have.
Excellent.
Okay.
But it's a common thing to purge. Okay. Yeah.
You've done this?
No, literally, I just blocked the guy that I was talking to. Fuck him. I hate him. We're so over him. I blocked him on all of my accounts, even my Finsta account, because I'm like, that's how serious I was about it.
What is that?
That's like a fake Instagram account. Oh my Thank God. You. Fuck him. I'm so over him, okay? He took this other girl on a trip. I fucking found out. I had that information. I knew who she was because he started following her like 2 weeks ago. Yes, I'm that crazy bitch. I don't give a fuck, okay? I did my research, and I was like, the second he didn't even tag the bitch in the story post, I fucking knew, fuck this bitch. But yeah, no, I'm like, fuck him, I hate him. So right now I'm retired, honestly.
Retired.
Well, I like had this dominatrix on my podcast a couple days ago, and she was a lesbian, and she's amazing, gay pride, love everyone, yes. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try that, you know? I haven't tried that before, you know, seriously. You know, it was like, whatever, a couple times, but...
You never tried a woman?
No, but like a date, because I asked her who pays. Like, that's a legitimate question.
Is that the opener? Who pay? Who's going to pay?
Well, no, first it was, what happens when you're in your period? Does that still work out?
What?
And then that was a little too aggressive. I was like, oh shit, what I meant to say was, like, who pays? Because, like, if you're, like, I justify all this shit because it's like, okay, my makeup, the time it takes, blah, blah, blah. The guy, you know, is supposed to pay on the first date. It's different once you're, like, in a relationship. I get it. But, like, when you're a girl, what if you're both doing your makeup? How the fuck are you supposed to figure that out? How are you supposed to, does anyone know here?
What was the answer?
Well, she's still pissed off at me because I asked her about how to go, like, when you're on your period, like, out of sex.
All right. Let's do the true or false.
I am curious. Does anyone here have an answer? Yeah, I see.
Whoever asked the person out.
That is amazing information. Thank you so much.
There was a communal. Wait, okay. Everyone's
so
learning.
That was a revelation,
Sid,
girl.
No.
Okay,
if if you asked a guy out,
okay,
you're going to tell me you're going to pay?
I don't really remember ever asking one out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe usually, this is the problem.
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you ask someone out that's really nice and is that
I've tried
not going to
nice
cheat
thing.
On you?
All of them cheat.
Why don't you, ask out Cam?
How did I know Cam? This is going here?
Cam and I have to do that compatibility thing and see how that works out.
Oh, we're going
to
get there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So,
this is going to be fun.
All right. So, moving into the first segment of the night called
You Bet Your Ass.
True or false.
We all have these true or false cards. We're going to say something on this card. They have like three different options. And then we're going to guess whether it's true or false.
And you guys clap if you think it's true or false.
You guys are going to tell us what level of whore we operate on.
I'm going to start.
Okay.
I have removed my underwear while driving. True or false?
Definitely true.
I think you've done that.
Yep.
Audience?
True. And makes a noise if it's false?
Totally have done that. 100%.
Okay.
You have?
Of course.
I love
it. When did that come up? Many times.
Who knows?
Many times? Who knows?
You want to get to be comfortable while you're driving.
Every time you drive, it just fucking... Panties are off?
Yes. No. It's just sometimes you just got to remove them, though. They're annoying, right?
She got pulled over.
Oh!
From the darkness.
A little audience
I love
feedback.
That.
Look at that.
I've done that.
We know who's going to win this game.
Oh, Cam, obviously.
Okay, I will go next. I have used styling product on my pubic hair. True or false?
I think maybe for Halloween. You know, like, right? Like, maybe?
I think he's groomed, so I say no.
Oh, God damn, Mom. I have not used style. Oh, shit. Shit. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Audience.
I fucked up the game. All right. You guys know. All right. I have not used styling products. However... I was playing with a blow dryer recently, and I did blow dry my pubic hair.
That sounds amazing.
It's a pretty fun activity. I highly recommend it. Don't get burned.
Don't get burned. Yeah.
Oh, I've stolen someone else's medication. Is that true or false?
Oh, 100% yes.
Even the way you said it was like...
You probably wrote that.
Okay, who here
Whatever.
Thinks it's true?
Borrowing.
We got to have jazz like, hands up here. That's how true it is. Anyone think it's false? No one.
And?
What the fuck?
Even the guy in the booth, Alex, does not
Alex.
Think it's false. He's known
Alex
me for 2 minutes.
Over it the whole time.
So?
So, yeah, I've borrowing, stealing, whatever you want to call it.
What have you stolen?
Oh, you know.
Viagra?
No. I hide them because I'm like, no more. Stop it. I can't take it anymore. No. Gosh, put your
what
prescription
are you, what
down.
What are you with these 90-year-old guys? What
they're
do you expect?
They're not 90. They're 80 and a half. Okay. God.
What is the oldest guy?
I'm not good at math. Like, numbers is not my thing. You know, I have no idea. Like, 60.
Your eyes are watering right
Grandpa
now.
Grandpa Arthur, what?
60, I think. When my divorce was final, my husband was 62. But I wasn't fucking in then because I was so done.
Thank you for sharing. Okay.
Wow.
You're welcome, Cam. I hope you have a great first wedding with an old woman. An old woman.
Did I put you on the spot with that one?
No,
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm used to it.
Mother.
I have taught a friend how to give a proper hand job.
For
oh,
sure.
Jesus.
I think you have. I definitely think you have.
And to our audience, make some noise if you have.
True or false?
Anyone think it's false? You, thank you. Good. Mother?
It's actually false. I gave blowjob info.
Good God.
That's more important anyway in the long run.
Who did you teach?
My friend Adrian. With a lollipop.
That's my friend's mom.
Wait, a lollipop? What kind of, like, that's like such a small demonstration. You should have done it with a microphone. Aim high.
Okay, we happened to be in a car. We didn't have a microphone. What do you expect? The lollipop was there. I thought that was pretty ingenious, actually.
I mean, I wish I could have videoed it, is what I'm saying.
It would have been a good video. It would have gone viral.
Wait, hold, like, you haven't put those videos on your YouTube channel already?
They're probably there somewhere.
Yeah.
You
definitely
have. In
the archives of my channel.
Wait, hold on. I have come across a video of yours that says oral sex tips, part one.
Okay.
It was a three-part series.
It was a series.
I swear to God this happened.
Well, did you learn anything?
I did not watch.
Okay. Uh-huh. There's still time.
Moving on. Where were we?
I was going to go next. True or false, I always have a condom with me.
Yeah, I think true.
100% true.
Yeah, true, right?
Maybe five.
Okay. To our audience. Oh, we got a false? Okay.
Audience, true.
Do we have any
true?
True? Any
true.
False? We got one false. Any
false? Okay. Oh, it's about 50-50.
Why would you guys think false? Well,
why would you think he wouldn't? He's like very anxious.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Deez. That's my mom's boyfriend, and he's goddamn right.
Yeah.
What
he's
the
so
fuck?
Ironic. I know. I'm like, what if one drop? Like, you need it. You need at least five, I feel like.
Okay. This is true. I went through the first, like, 5 years of my 20s thinking I'm going to get laid every night of the week, and it happened maybe twice. And then, so I just said, well, fuck this. I'm not bringing them around. I like not having sex the first time I meet someone.
Right.
It brings down the sexual tension.
I'm like, okay, well, you know.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that you like not having sex the first time? That's great advice.
Yes.
Great
Thank
advice.
You.
Yeah.
You don't follow that advice?
I haven't recently, no, and it's never worked out well for me, so I'm trying what you're doing. It's better.
Don't bring a condom
See?
Around, then you'll be
call
like,
call you when you don't sleep with them. I figured that out.
That's it.
This was a recent deduction.
Nobody
if you don't
tells
sleep
you this.
With them, they call her.
This is why we have a podcast, people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant advice. Did anyone's parents tell them that? Mom, you, well, a little too late. My mom's in the front row. She's a baby nurse.
Yeah, mom.
Give a round of applause.
She's very supportive.
Right? No sleeping. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's a new rule. Okay?
New rule.
I know.
Just didn't listen.
It was a little late. You told me after I'd already done it. Okay. Next question. Oh, I've peed in a pool and gotten caught by someone.
Totally. True. That's 100% true.
You've gotten
caught? I'm sure she's gotten caught.
True.
Is that true or false?
You know she peed
true
in the
or false.
Pool. True or false?
Makes
true.
Noise is true?
True.
All right, you
makes
guys,
noise
it
is.
I told you. A lot, yeah. I did that a little too much, yeah.
A lot. Something about water, though. When you get into the water, you just automatically have to pull. You know, like those lazy rivers that they have at water parks?
Oh, my
gosh.
You
get in there, you just immediately have to pee. There's
I
no
got
way
so many UTIs from those things.
Okay.
Do you know, I have a tendency, I don't know what it is, but I'm like a magnet. When people need to urinate in water, they just come to me. This honestly happened two weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, this for like the fifth time, someone peed 5 feet from me.
Shut up.
I swear to God, this time he was literally standing in the water. His dick was in his hand. And he was peeing when I was right here.
Do you think that was his, like, move?
No, he was not. I think he just did not give a shit about me.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't know. Guys do that to me all the time, and they still say they care.
Oh, this is getting bad. This is really... And thank you. That was our segment of You Bet Your Ass.
Woo!
This next segment, because we have two single people here, is called The Dating Game.
Super excited about it. Super excited.
Clap your hands if you've seen it on TV. All right. So you know what we're talking about. So we have two single people here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and bring up two more single. First, we're going to start with, should we start with you?
Sure.
We're going to start with Cam. I'm going to need two more single women. Raise your hand. Can we turn the lights
Carrie
on?
Okay, Mentor, so get I'm going on stage.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Calling Carrie Mentor. Right. Come here, bitch. Need you. Get up. Stand up. You've already selected people for me to potentially date?
Oh, here comes one. She looks cute.
Yes. Look how hot this girl
is. I've been friends with this girl
since I was 17 years old. This is Carrie Mentor. Carrie's Pilates Club. Look at this. Clap for how hot she is. Like, come on.
Wow.
Thank you.
She looks so
modest.
I
love you. Are you going to go out on a date with Cam?
I have to check her out first.
Wait, what do I have to do?
You have to...
She does not sound excited.
Have a seat. Just have a seat, girls.
You just answer questions, girl.
I need to have one other woman that wants to come up and possibly go on a date with Cam.
Raise your hand tonight.
Raise your hand.
Is Rachel O'Brien single? Get your ass up.
Yeah, also, Rachel, we're coming. Rachel, come on up.
Also, did not sound excited.
I did. I have tried to force this Rachel Cam thing connection, and it has not worked yet, but I'm still working on it.
I thought the dating game was with people I don't know.
Okay, but you're not going to know which is contestant one, two, or three.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do different voices. So,
okay, you're going to be contestant one. Okay. Don't tell Cam. This is contestant two, and this is contestant three. Are we ready? Show of hands. Yeah! Okay, so I've selected some questions. You will answer them. Cam, you will, after each round, talk about which one you feel most exemplifies your perfect woman.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The first question is, I'm going to start with number two.
Wait, what was the question?
Holy shit. I said the first question is not...
Which contestant was that?
That was number two. I'm a little concerned. Okay. Okay, you are contestant number two.
Yes.
I have not given you the question yet, but I'm about to do this.
She didn't hear
it. I'm sorry. Okay. What is your idea of the perfect marriage proposal?
Oh, that's the worst question. Next question. We need a
different one. No. Let her.
No. Gosh, none. Well, I mean... That's, like, really, really hard. I mean, a lot. Like, I guess, like, just, like, a really nice trip and, like, shopping and, like, you know,
This is the non-materialistic girl, okay? Okay. Let's see what contestant number one has to say. God, that was contestant two. Very not materialistic woman.
I mean, you made it too easy to make it simple.
So, contestant number one.
Different question? Okay.
I will repeat the question. What's your idea of the perfect marriage proposal?
Not one in front of friends and family. That's a lot of pressure.
That would be a lot of
Real
pressure.
Awkward.
I could see that. That would be awkward.
And not in a restaurant.
Not in a restaurant. It sounds like
not
this
original.
Not original.
Maybe like a morning marriage proposal when you're just not expecting it. I don't know. I don't want all those cheesy photos and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, just make it kind of low-key.
Here's a coffee and a ring.
Oh. Huh. Yeah. Cam, do you have anything to say about that contestant number
easy.
One?
Sounds pretty easy. Yeah. Pretty
very
easy.
Very laid back woman. Very yeah. similar
Wait,
to contestant.
Who was the first person
that
I spoke?
Was contestant number two. Who
yeah. Contestant number two.
Leading a few who, materialistic things.
Who went through a horrific divorce like me. So let me answer that as
wait,
a
wait,
divorce
wait, wait,
lady.
Wait, wait, wait. You are contestant number three.
Sorry.
Contestant number three.
To answer your question
What
here.
Is your idea of the perfect marriage proposal?
My idea of a perfect marriage proposal is a wow. prenup. I like that a lot. Turns me on.
A prenup. Okay.
Yeah. I also like it when I have their password or their phone. I think that's great.
Oh, God.
As long as they let me go through their phone at any time, find my friends is on, I'm here for it.
Oh, okay. So let me
Makes
get this
me
straight.
Super wet.
You like to have the password for their phone?
I want the proposal to have the fucking password in it.
And okay, the proposal. Why do you need the password? I don't understand.
Bitch, we always need the password.
Why? What is it about the password?
It's information.
Okay. You're
Bitches
okay.
need information.
So that was contestant number three. She likes to have a prenup and the password. It's like a PP thing. Okay. So, Cam,
are we going to acknowledge her voice at all?
I also want to go fucking shopping too, okay?
Okay. So number two and number three are both very concerned about the money issue. Number one seems very
like a post
laid back. Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to I would like to remind number two and three that I am a clown slash mime. So the shopping spree might be at the dollar store.
or at Goodwill.
The 99-cent store.
Well,
I like Goodwill.
Yeah, Cam is telling you what he likes and doesn't like about those comments. Okay,
it's
moving
looking
right
like
on.
Number one.
We
it's
are going like on. One. We're going on to
Although
the second.
Sultry tones of that last one is really, really
She
nice.
Did have sultry tones. Okay, so second question. I'm going to start again over here at number one. How do you impress a date's parents or friends?
Oh, I've had some boyfriends' moms fucking hate me. So I don't know. I don't think I'm very good with the parents. Like, I think I'm playing it good, but clearly not. So I don't know. I've impressed you.
You did. Yeah. And how did you impress me?
I don't think it's that hard to impress you. I think you just really want your son to date someone. I don't know what I did.
She is right.
God damn it.
Two arms, two legs, a vagina. It works. Okay. Anyway. All right.
The friends, though, I have good taste in music, and I can drink without getting drunk.
Oh, I love that. Okay, she can drink without getting drunk. Okay, contestant number two, how do you impress a date's parents or friends?
Oh, I mean, gosh, these questions are so hard. Oh. Like, they make you really have to, like, think. I don't know.
Wait, why are these questions so hard?
Well, I just feel like I wouldn't even want to impress them. I feel like either they're going to like me or they don't. If they don't like me, that's like their own issue.
Oh, I kind of like that response. I just feel like, whatever, that's their problem.
Okay, you're on a podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom. It's my son, and you feel no need to impress me. Okay, moving on to contestant number three.
I kind of like that response, Mom. That was
okay,
nice.
Okay. Okay. We're going to give her... She's heartbroken, so she gets a break. Yeah. Okay, moving
Wait,
on.
Well, also, that's a good response.
Wait, you like the response?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cam likes your response. Contestant number two.
I love
Contestant
it.
Number three.
Hey, Cam.
Oh, God.
You're. How do you impress a date's parents or friends?
Well, what I like to do is I like to go over there and I like to play nice music. And what I like to do is not curse, fart, you know, don't drink too much. And then also tell them about my prenup. I really like prenups. Bring that up about, like, 70 times.
Yeah.
I think I'll make a really good impression.
Cam, what do you think about that?
What's with the prenup? Like, why are you expecting divorce already?
Because I like to plan ahead.
At least she's honest. I got to tell you. All right. Second round of questions. We're going into situational questions. I'm going to start with contestant number three.
Okay.
A kid comes up to you and kicks you in the shin. What do you do?
Bitch, back up. Kick it back.
Okay. Contestant number two?
I would just, like, ignore the kid.
And you're writhing in pain. He kicked you in the shins and you're going to ignore him?
Oh, well, okay.
I fucked your dad.
I fucked yeah, your
I
dad.
I would like try to find out like their information and contact the parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And contestant number one.
I would tell him his parents aren't his real parents.
Oh, a little vengefulness there. Oh, okay. All right, and Cam, do you have anything to say about the situational question we just heard?
None of the responses really ring, you know.
We're ready to be parents.
Yeah. Cam, I don't know about these three. This is the fourth question. You are stranded on an island. What three things do you wish you had? We're going to start with number two.
Oh, God. Okay, so my phone and...
you're on an island. It's probably not good Wi-Fi.
But you still need it for pictures and memories.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe like a sex toy.
Yes.
And, a sex toy, a phone. Okay.
And something to eat. Because you're going to get hungry.
Yeah, something to eat is less.
I would say that Cam, you probably should go with this one because she likes to feed you. Cam it likes to eat.
She did not specify who would be eating the food.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now she did specify.
Contestant number one, you're stranded on an island. What three things do you wish you had?
Someone with me.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Some form of entertainment. If anything's more like a radio, TV, you can know TV.
How
a
are you going to get TV? There can't
a book.
Open bar.
Open bar works. Okay.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it.
Sorry, Karen.
What are you doing? You're
I'm
contestant number three. You're not being mysterious at all. You're taking over the mic.
No, I'm
you're
three.
You're stranded on an island. What three things you wish you had brought?
I knew the question. So what I would want is a lot of drugs, probably the drugs that I borrowed earlier.
What type of drugs would those be?
Anything to make me hallucinate to think someone is coming. Like myself. That's all I need.
You need to be on the island with the contestant number two who brought a vibrator.
That one, yeah, I think that would work out great. Actually, Karen, I think what really happened here is that I think we made a match.
Aww. Right. We have one last question, and I'm going to start with contestant number one. Number one, yep. If you could be a circus performer, which act would you be? This is very important for
Very
Cam.
Important.
Oh, Lord.
Think carefully.
These are emotional questions.
Circus performer, knowing what you know about Cam, who's a mime.
I'm not going to choose the easy one. You can't have two mimes. That would be so boring.
I agree.
I don't fucking know. A lion tamer? Makes me seem brave. I don't know.
Oh, that is true. You'd be brave if you were a lion tamer. Sure. That works. Wait, you guys stop colluding. Okay, number two. What circus performer which act would you be?
Okay, so I have to say, I really don't like the circus because I don't like the way they treat the animals. So I choose not to perform at all.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like
you're taking a political stance.
What number? Which number
treat
of contestants?
Animals
is this?
Very well, and I just don't agree with that.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. I'm an animal lover too.
No.
Cam, you're almost a vegan, so that seems proper.
I still like the circus. Okay, I'm not an insane person.
And contestant number three.
Well,
if
Karen,
you could be a circus performer, which act would you be?
I think I would do like the aerial arts. You know.
What are you doing? Like on the rings?
Yeah, like something with like ribbons and shit. I like that. Whatever, like, I don't know, the ropes. I don't know what you call it, but I'm into it.
Like a tightrope?
No, that's too much work. No, I don't have the balance for that. Just like where you're upside down in a silk or something, I'd get down with that.
Okay, that was very good. So that concludes round
Who's
for the women.
Pick?
Who will
pick
Cam?
Now?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to let the audience decide first.
You guys.
And then I'll let Cam talk. Okay, audience, with a round of applause, who votes number three? For Cam. Okay.
That was a little too loud.
Who votes number two? And who votes for number one?
Oh, it's a match!
Okay, and Cam?
I think it's a clear winner, number one.
Yeah.
Did I call that one?
And
yeah,
that
was best.
I would like to give
it. It was a plant.
It was a plant.
My dreams
she's
are
really
coming
trying
true.
To get us to go out.
This is Rachel O'Brien, everyone.
Yes, she's a very funny
comedian.
A
very funny comedian.
Check out her podcasts.
guys are guests. Oh, be here for a while. They're guests like in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
She's you win. Funny. You if you win haven't guessed,
a date
wins.
With me and water-based lube she from wins. Hashtag oh. MoveLive.
Give a round of applause to all of our contestants.
And this is Carrie Mentor, you guys, of Carrie's Pilates Plus. It's off of Beverly.
Thank
she's
you, Carrie.
Amazing.
You are awesome.
We'll Carrie.
Seriously, she's like a celebrity, you guys. And she's got the best Pilates class like ever in gym. Wow. Go check it out.
Check it out.
How to pimp her
I
out.
Love Pilates.
Carrie, she's awesome. Maybe another time for us.
I think you're still in love with her.
Sid, you need to go stand where Cam was and turn your back. Otherwise, we were going to put a blindfold
shit.
On Sid.
What guys are you going to pick in this crowd?
Oh, okay. So you go in the corner there, Mom, and pretend that you aren't listening. Corner. Her mom and I agree. Okay. Lights on for a second. We need to pick some people here.
Who would like to go on a date with Sid?
That guy with the white t-shirt.
We're going for attractive.
I'm going white t-shirt right here. Come on
look
up.
Look at this guy. He's very excited.
I can't. I'm not looking. Mother, this is not Christmas.
Go in the back. Okay, we've got one attractive guy for you already.
God damn it. The odds are already against me.
The odds are against Cam right now, and I've gotten a number one right
Wait
there.
Wait a minute. Cam just picked a girl. How
You're
are
be
the
number
odds
three,
against?
So you go over here.
He gave her lube, and he's got condoms.
Like, wait, you guys switch.
What the hell, dude?
All I need is your password.
This is who you picked? What the
fuck? Let me say, Sid.
What the hell is this?
You guys switch positions. You and Cam.
Can I pick?
What's happening?
This?
Oh, wait. Does he have an accent? That's hot.
Okay. Sid.
Yeah.
But you got two supermodels on stage.
Three very handsome men.
Okay.
Three very handsome men.
We picked three very handsome men for your romantic and flirty questions of the dating game.
All right. Let's do this.
A round of applause for our men. Woo!
Do they take their shirts off at any point during
this whole
thing?
Well, if they did, you can't see them, so you have to use your imagination.
I feel like the audience needs to know for
they
me.
They actually are naked right
How
now.
How tall are you?
I'm almost 6'7".
That's hot.
And do you hear the accent? Oh, my God.
Where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
Oh,
that's also
we
hot.
We got a 6'7" Aussie.
Oh, wait, maybe we're going to keep him for ourselves. Okay, and you are from where?
Florida.
That's not
Is
as
there
hot.
A certain part of Florida?
I'm from like Miami area.
That's a hot area.
Listen to his voice.
All right, and Cam?
What?
Okay. All right, here we go. Who's up for seeing the round two of the dating game? Woo! Okay, our first question.
Have any of you been arrested?
No. Contestant number one.
All right, sorry.
What is your idea of a romantic evening?
A romantic evening with Sid.
I like the specificity already.
Would probably start off pretty tame with a movie, and then a few drinks, a few of her borrowed drugs, and we'd probably end up on the street somewhere 4 a.m.
Okay.
That's kind of the ideal thing with Sid.
I think that you got her nailed. Okay. Sid, do you have anything to say about contestant number one's idea about that romantic
Don't
evening?
Start off with a fucking movie. How the hell am I supposed to talk to you with a movie? But everything else was pretty accurate.
I didn't want you to talk.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wow.
Sometimes the pickup artists do what's called negging. That was negging.
That was 100% negging.
It's negging from the Miami man. Okay. Contestant number two, what is your idea of a romantic evening?
I'd probably take her to the zoo in Australia, and we can hug some koalas, and then, I don't know, we can go kangaroo hunting.
Fuck kangaroos. They kick you in the tits. I told you that. They're assholes.
This accent is so cute, though, Sid.
Oh, my gosh, it's so cute, but kangaroos are fucking mean, okay? Like, once you've been kicked in the tit by a kangaroo, you don't fuck with kangaroos.
Okay, no kangaroos then.
Okay. What about the koala bear?
Yeah, the koalas.
They're not even called koala bears.
Aren't they drug
addicts?
I got
yelled about that. They are not koala bears. They're just koala. Oh.
Yeah, they're not koala bears, just koalas. And then maybe go for a dinner somewhere on the beach. And then I'll just like pick her up and just take her to some secluded location and the rest is history.
I have a feeling you would literally pick me up.
Oh,
like,
my
literally.
God. He can
like,
definitely.
Literally.
Yeah.
The accent's
pretty hot.
I can't handle it over here. Okay.
I know. Yeah. Not gonna lie, I'm kind of into it.
Contestant number three, your idea of a romantic evening.
Oh.
What was that all? What was that all?
It sounded pretty good.
You don't have that
okay,
accent.
Okay, here's what, okay. All right.
All right, it's already off to a bad start. What the fuck?
It starts with like a little picnic at sunset.
Fuck.
She hates outdoors.
I hate nature. It's like that's like the last place you need to bring me anywhere. Any guy that's like, I love the earth, I'm like, we can't do this.
Oh God.
Okay, go on.
Followed by a more alternative comedy show.
A clown show?
I don't make
no, it. Don't take her to a clown show.
It could
show?
Be just some fun activity like that, yeah.
No, do
okay,
not take
roller
her to a clown
skating.
Show. Roller skating, no.
I mean, whatever this clown show is, I might be down for it. I'm an artsy chick. I like some weird stuff.
Thank
I'd be
you.
Down
okay.
for that.
Thank
I like
you.
Clowns.
And then there would be no talking, and I would carry you to bed.
That actually sounds way fucking better.
All That's right. the only part that wouldn't happen.
All right, that was contestant number three.
All right.
Okay, second question. Do you believe in love at first sight, and why? I added the why.
I think I believe in love at first sight. I think I believe in lust at first sight.
I didn't ask about lust. I said love.
I think lust and love are kind of close to each other.
Okay. I guess you have to be lust.
Yeah,
first.
I think I believe in love at first sight, that you can find somebody and just see them and know.
That it's like definitely drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, a couple drugs in and you kind of know.
Okay, contestant number two. Do you believe in love at first sight and why?
Yeah, I believe in love at first sight because it happened with Sid.
That is so adorable.
Oh,
okay,
that's
contestant
ridiculous.
Number three. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Oh, God. Why?
I think you can grow to love someone, and you know, if you're around someone long enough and you're open-hearted, you can
open-hearted?
Really...
Open-hearted?
Stop it.
What do you mean open-hearted?
Yeah, you just have to be in the right mindset, and you spend enough time with them, and I mean, some people you're more likely to... It's clearly okay. You're passing on this answer, so...
Okay, Sid, what do you think about the love at first sight questions?
I think anyone's going to be, like, in love if you have great sex.
Okay, I guess that... Is that closer to...
Sounds like the lust.
There was that one or two.
Well, you know, you get a little digmatized when it's good. Am I right, ladies and gents? Come on now. Hello? Someone fucking clap for that.
Okay. What the hell?
Okay, thank you. That was way too soft.
All right. Contestant number one, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
Oh my gosh, I fucking hate. I'm not an animal person.
That's why I picked that question.
I don't care the entire way around.
I'm going to give you a hint. Don't say kangaroo.
I wasn't going to say kangaroo. I was going to say probably an anaconda for obvious reasons to please Sid.
Oh! This guy's funny.
I mean,
very
that doesn't
funny.
Suck.
That's enough said, right?
Contestant
right,
number two, and that was enough said for me.
I'd probably be a little fluffy puppy because everyone loves a little puppy. You get clothes, you get cuddles.
You'd be a fluffy puppy.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the way you said that was so cute.
Yeah, but I thought you don't like animals.
I don't, but it's just his accent.
Oh, and contestant number three.
A meerkat.
Oh, for crying out.
That's pretty sexual. I don't know.
A meerkat? Why?
I've banged it out to a meerkat before. I'm not going to lie.
What do you mean you banged it out to a meerkat?
You know, I kind of, you know, played with myself, a meerkat, thought about that. Maybe your son, I don't know.
Is this out of like the Lion King? What are you talking about?
Listen, we're not going to go into details here, all right?
Wait, why a meerkat?
I was trying to help your son, woman.
It's just contestant number three. I don't know why you said my son.
Okay.
All right, do you have anything you want to add about why a meerkat?
So why do I identify most of the meerkats?
Yes. They're on high alert, right?
Correct.
Well,
so that's definitely
accurate.
The case. I did. We did learn how to move like animals in clown school, and it turned out I can move like a meerkat.
We're gonna see that later.
Snap.
Contestant number one, if you could have three wishes, what would they be?
Oh gosh.
Oh my god.
More drinks, please.
A date with Sid.
Oh gosh.
Aww.
Don't say that.
Group.
Aww. Drugs for Sid.
Okay, girl. That's really aww. Sweet.
And three more wishes.
Oh, I love that one.
It's a
okay,
businessman
that
move.
Was contestant number one. Contestant number two.
World peace.
This is not a beauty pageant.
Yeah. No, but seriously, yeah, world peace.
A visa. He wants me to marry him so he gets a green card or something.
Oh, my gosh. That's very pessimistic of
him. Oh, sorry. No, it's romantic. It's romantic.
Yeah. Like a family, like a wife and a few kids and stuff. And, yeah, and a pet kangaroo.
Very nice. Okay. Sid, do you have anything to say about that?
I think his accent's so hot.
It's so adorable. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I get it. All right, contestant number three.
Get that green card.
If you could have three wishes, what would they be?
I would like a job in the sunshine.
Fuck you.
I'm low, honestly.
What?
I'm low on vitamin D. I think it would be nice to be in sun once in a while.
That's one of your three wishes.
That's one of
your low on vitamin D.
Okay, also it's nice to be in the sun. Okay.
We have different definitions of vitamin D. I just want to throw that out there right now.
What's your definition of vitamin D there, Sid?
Dick, hello.
Vitamin D.
Come on, Mom. Get with the program. Right.
I would like enough stability in my life to take a good 6 months on a silent retreat.
Or carry shopping.
Oh, I can't. Okay, so he's going to go on a silent retreat for 6 months. Is that okay with you there, Sid?
Like you can't talk?
Yes.
Oh, fuck that.
You wouldn't be with me.
Oh, then yeah, go for it. Have fun. Knock yourself out.
All right, so she's open-minded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mom, you only gave me two wishes there.
Okay. All right. Third wish.
The third wish is peace on earth, and mainly for Sid as well.
What?
Thank you. I need it.
I think there's a lot of turmoil in her life.
Oh, that's very sweet. Okay.
That's very sweet.
I raised him well. Okay, last question. Okay, this is for contestant number one. If you could invite anyone to dinner, who would it be and what would you talk about?
This is going to be really fucking interesting.
Jesus? No, so he was going to say that.
They can be dead or alive. It doesn't matter.
It would have to be Sid.
What?
And what was the question? What would we talk about?
If you could invite anyone to dinner, who would it be and what would you talk about? You're going to honestly say it would be Sid? Anyone in the world.
Anybody in the world?
Dead or alive. It could be like Gandhi. It could be anybody. And you're going to invite Sid.
No, you'll say Gandhi.
Oh my God.
You're right about that, Cam. Would say Gandhi.
Come on, Miami Vice. You got something better in you. This is a Hinge question. You should have already been prepped on this shit.
Oh, God. If you think I do Hinge, then you're...
Right?
Talk about anybody to dinner.
Number one doesn't
probably do Stanley Kubrick. Why? I think he's a genius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Respect.
That's kind of a little Clockwork Orange thing? That's kind of a little fucked up there.
Yeah, but he's good. He's good.
All right. Okay. Okay. Next.
She's like judged you so
that's
hard.
That's fucked up.
And I'm over
Stanley
here like,
Kubrick.
Yeah.
All the people dead or alive, he picked Stanley Kubrick. Okay, he's supposedly a genius. Next, number two. If you could invite anyone to dinner, who would it be, and what would you talk about?
I'd probably invite Channing Tatum and ask him how we can do Magic Mike 3.
I like that answer.
I like that too. I like
I'm
that
really
too.
Into that answer.
Channing Tatum, hot. Do you guys know who Channing Tatum
is? The Down Under version.
The Down Under version?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. Okay, number three. Contestant number three, if you can invite anyone to dinner. I'm afraid of what this answer
is. It's not that crazy. It's just Albert Einstein.
Oh, okay. I'm shocked.
I would ask
him
about the theory
Gandhi.
Of relativity.
You're going to ask him about the theory of relativity?
Yeah.
I can't even say it. Relativity.
In layman's terms. And, just go into a lot of those theories.
Okay, I mean, that doesn't get me wet, but it's a good answer. I mean, that's the answer that you want.
That
like, you know,
doesn't get me wet.
I mean, like, your parents, like, wait. If I was, like, at dinner or something, like, oh, that's totally my answer.
Why
but, like,
did
I
it
don't.
Not get you? Wait, why didn't that get you wet? You don't like an intelligent man?
No, I mean, that's super hot, but it's, like, it's out of all the other, like, we just went from Channing Tatum to Einstein. Like, what the fuck?
Well, don't forget Stanley Kubrick.
Well, I wasn't paying attention to that because I heard Magic Mike, and I was like, oh, that's hot. Like, that's where my brain went. So, like...
Would Leonardo da Vinci be better?
No.
All right, so we are at the end of round two here. We are going to pick a bachelor for
Sid.
Wait, just
all
I've
right, audience.
Pick
who
my next
thinks
husband.
The next Sid, Mr. Sid Wilder, should be contestant number one. Woo! Who thinks it should be our little Aussie contestant number two? Yeah! Oh! Who thinks it should be the special Meerkats contestant number three? Oh! And the winner is number three. You picked my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh.
So hot.
Do you know these guys, Sid?
Yes, I do. This is
both
hot
of them?
Nick. Hot Nick works at Dr. Trot's office. Dr. Oh. Trot, where are you?
Wow.
Hey, Dr. Trot. She did my lipo.
Oh.
You're an actor, right? He saw me without my makeup on, you guys. This is serious, okay?
Got a lot of stuff on, yeah.
Give your handle on Instagram.
It's Nicholas_Waters.
Yeah.
Just do hashtag hot Nick on hers and you'll find it.
We love him.
And this is?
This is my dancing partner.
Yeah. Oh,
really? Isn't that cute?
Yeah, hi guys.
He's lifted me up so many times, but we haven't had sex, so like, don't think anything weird.
And what about the winner of the whole thing?
We definitely haven't had sex.
Thank you all. Thanks. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, we have two prizes shopping for you guys, because they're not as nice as the loop. But one of them is Kama Sutra provided us with sexy cards.
And, yeah, you know, that's fun. That's
they're
fun.
Fun little things to fun play with, play you know? Fun. The Aussie gets hot cards, and then hot Nick gets promescent, which is
I don't know.
Is that anal something?
No, it's like if you have, like, if you come too quick.
It helps temporarily prolong the time until ejaculation.
Why would you give him that?
All right, well, thank you so much. Round of applause
thank
for our band.
Thank you, guys.
Great job. Thank you for playing.
Thank you. We are Sex Talk with my mom and Girls Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. That was the best threesome I've ever had. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming to this live show.
You guys are the best.
Thank you all. You guys have a wonderful audience.
Seriously, thank you.
We'll see you guys outside.
Let's have a drink.
By the way, if you guys are excited about our shows, check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. It's Sex Talk with My Mom and Girl Interrupted. Subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
Yes. And do the same for Girl Interrupted. Why are you looking at me?
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Let's drink.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.